Good morning. It's 11:06 and you're listening to News Radio 1580 WCCF, where Charlotte County comes to talk. It's time now for the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, brought to you by the Triana Prevention Center. You can log on to TRIANAPreventionCenter, all one word, .com to find out more about Dr. Triana and the Triana Prevention Center. And now here's your host in the program, Dr. Elizabeth Triana.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Zane. Today we have a wonderful guest. We have Dr. Melvin Katzen. Good morning, Dr. Katzen.
Good morning, Dr. Triana.
I love this guy, the guy with the golden toned voice. Wonderful.
Well, everyone here, I want to thank you for listening to our program. And the last 2 weeks, we've had encore performances. So I want to thank again. Last week we had Carol Katz. She spoke about the mind and meditation. And before we did the encore performance of Amy Donine, remember everyone, Beat the Heart Attack Gene. That is an incredible book. You know, I had a patient and she came to me and she says, Dr. Triana, this book is incredible. I've told my sister, my other sister, to get the book. She says, this book is really going to change their life. She says, why isn't everybody reading this book? I said, you need to read it. Right, Dr. Katzen?
No question about it. That's why it's a bestseller now.
Yep, it's really doing great. And we have so much to talk about today. So, first of all, let me welcome Dr. Katzen. And we had said that we have an announcement. And Dr. Katzen is going to talk about a conference that we went to, which was on anti-aging medicine or age management. And we're going to talk about Doctor of the Day. Welcome, Dr. Katzen. You want to talk?
Sure. Dr. Triana and I were at a meeting in Orlando 2 weeks ago of an organization called the American Association of Age Management Medicine or some. And we heard some of the most interesting speakers and revelations, even after practicing medicine as long as I have, that it was all new stuff.
Now, Dr. Katzen, you want to talk to us about your career changes?
Yes. I am so excited about this age management medicine and what they call interventional endocrinology, that I'm going to be doing that on a full-time basis soon.
That is wonderful. And Dr. Katzen is going to be at the Triana Prevention Center. So tell us, you in your medical career, tell us how you're in internal medicine, you worked?
Yes. Well, my medical career started off in internal medicine. After medical school, I did a straight medical internship at Boston City Hospital. And then I was at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York for a while in radiology. And then I was in the Air Force for a couple of years. And in the Air Force, I did a lot of general medicine as well as practicing my specialty. And then after I got out of the Air Force, I had a gap between the time I was finished was released from active duty and the time I went back to finish my residency. And during that time, I had a large general medical practice in Miami Beach. My hospital census usually ran somewhere between 18 and 22 patients.
Wonderful. So you have a lot of life experience and in the medical career, but you also did radiation therapy. You took care of patients doing that too, right?
Of course, yes. And I think that being a physician is a lifelong learning experience. And this new adventure of age management is going to be a very, very exciting thing and very helpful to a lot of people.
And I've always said Dr. Katzen is a doctor's doctor. He is definitely brilliant, wonderful, kind. Anyone who knows him knows his brain wattage is amazing.
Well, you're too kind. Well, let's just talk about what is age management anyhow.
What is it?
Yeah. Well, we're all going to get old. So age management doesn't stop people from getting old. But what it does is it gives them a better life than if their age wasn't managed. So people can still build muscle. They can still be active. They can have flexible joints. They don't have to worry about heart disease as much. And there also is a reduction in the incidence of cancer in people who are physically active and have their body chemistry kind of realigned for their age. A lot of things we do to people as physicians, like do hysterectomies and take out the ovaries of women, or when somebody has a prostate cancer, we remove their testicles, deprive those people of a very essential chemical or hormone, which leaves them physically in a deteriorated state or a deteriorating state.
Well, the whole thing with the age management, again, fits in the philosophy of the Triana Prevention Center, is that we are trying to look for more good years. We have this gift called life, and we need to try to take good care of it and enjoy it as much as we can.
Yes, and we met two very, very interesting people. One of them who are going to be on this show in the next several weeks. One is Kathy Malpin, who is from Kansas.
St. Louis,
Missouri.
Right.
And she is an OBGYN physician, and she has written a book called The Secret Female Hormone. Well, what is the secret female hormone? The secret female hormone is testosterone. Most physicians and healthcare providers would never believe that the level of testosterone in women from the time of birth to the time of death is three times as high as the level of estradiol, which is the active estrogen hormone.
So I think that's really important to understand that, and if anybody has any questions, please call us at 206-1580. For all you ladies out there, Dr. Malpin is incredible. This book is amazing. She said she was one of the speakers. We personally met her. We're going to have her as a guest. She is a star. I'll tell you, she's beautiful and brilliant and smart. And she talked about how in the early 2000s, I think it was 2003, she had a hysterectomy, her ovaries removed, and how it totally changed her life. Because ladies, even after the menopause, if you have your ovaries, they're still producing testosterone. And this is a very important hormone also in your body. So she spoke about that, and she learned, Dr. Malpin, and she talks about how this hormone is important for your health, for your brain. Correct, Dr. Katzen?
Oh, true. The actions of testosterone in women is really impressive. It improves brain function, and it also acts as an inflammatory agent. And it decreases
anti-inflammatory
agent, correct. And it decreases the incidence of Alzheimer's in people who have supplemental testosterone. And also decreases the risk of some female cancers. It improves balance. It improves immunity. It improves insulin resistance. A lot of our lady patients are a little on the overweight side, and they have insulin resistance. It increases blood flow to muscles, and it increases bone strength, which is a problem for women postmenopause as their bones, as they move towards osteopenia and osteoporosis. It also increases libido, which is a very important side effect for all of us, and it increases muscle growth, and it increases skin thickness, which is also a very, very important thing, especially for ladies, because as they age, the skin gets thicker and it folds upon itself, and nobody likes wrinkles. But testosterone supplements that she gives them improves the skin thickness, which decreases the amount of wrinkles, and it reduces the level of cholesterol and reduces obesity.
So that's really important to know. Now, and really, again, age management, preventive medicine, the cornerstone, the most important part of this, and everyone stresses, it is lifestyle. What is your lifestyle, your diet? Are you exercising? We know that this is all important for your heart, for your muscle. One of the things they talked about a lot at this conference is as we get older, we lose muscle mass. And there is even a syndrome called, and when people get older, where they get very frail, fragility syndrome, and they lose their muscle mass, and that's part of the problem where they lose balance.
That's correct. And with this age management concept and evaluation of the patient and replacing some of their lost chemistry, their chemistry comes in line, they can be more active and they can be less frail. And that's exactly the whole motive of what age management is all about. It's not necessarily for people in their 20s or 30s or 40s or 50s.
Well, we know that lifestyle will affect us at any age, but the driving force in age management medicine is the fact that in many people, we need to try to get their hormone levels, it's called also interventional endocrinology, to a more physiologic. We're not talking about at the age of, 19, but a more physiologic level.
That's correct. And if you want to really see what is possible, and I don't think that for most people they're willing to put in the time or the effort, Google Dr. Life, L-I-F-E, and you will see a before and after picture that is almost hard to believe. The gentleman is 75 years old, and he has a before picture, and he's got a really nice pot belly on him before, and you should see him now at 75 years old, and he just walks around in a T-shirt to show off.
The man is incredible. That's really his name, Dr. Jeffrey Life. I've spoken about him before. He wrote a book called The Life Plan, Mastering the Life Plan. Now he's writing he's coming out with another book. And this is the man that you see, like, on television, and you look at him and you say, or in a magazine, you said, this has been photoshopped. This is not real. Let me tell you, we've met him personally. He really, really looks, if you go to Google him, I see Zane has already got him up on the board.
He looks younger than I do, and I'm 48.
I'm telling you, he really looks like he's 75. And he's incredible.
He could be on the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine, I'm telling you.
Well, I think he's been there.
Probably.
He won Body for Life. And he really walks the walk, exercising. You know, everybody talks about, they want to have more good years. They want to live better, enjoy life, have more sex. Well, if you look at Dr. Life, he really fits the bill, I'm telling you. And we're looking to have him on the show too. He's amazing, just amazing. Just like Dr. Maupin. I love the way she ended her talk too. Well, let's hope that everybody, she said, has a lot more orgasms.
Right.
She was just so positive. I just really enjoyed it. So if anybody has any questions, you give us a call at 206-1580. There is so many. I'm very excited that we're going to be offering at the Triana Prevention Center these services to help not only prevent the big one of heart attack, stroke, prevention of diabetes, but we are here to help you prevent frailty.
That's correct. That's correct. And so I think we can do that too.
Well, we can do that. But again, it's going to be a whole team approach, which means that the patient who comes in and says, hi, Dr. Triana or Dr. Katzen. I want to try to work on age management. Well, it isn't just about, you know, taking a hormone. It's not just about diet. It's about all these main ingredients, including exercise.
Correct. Exercise is very important because if you have the right chemical substrate and you don't encourage the muscle to grow, it isn't going to grow by itself.
And it's so interesting. Yes.
I'll testify to that. I just took my spin class yesterday, and it was my first one in 6 months. And I had felt listless and kind of lethargic for weeks and weeks. Went to that spin class, and it's like instantly you could feel the difference in energy just by being active.
It's, you know, one of the number one complaints that people have when they go to a doctor's office is fatigue. And fatigue is more prevalent. Part of it is the stress in our society. Part of it is again, the hormone imbalance. The other is lack of exercise, poor diet, and also not watching or preventing diabetes. All these things add up. The thyroid, the adrenal glands, fatigue is the number one concern.
Yes, but one of the best ways to get rid of fatigue is to work through it.
And there's that old adage, if you rest, you rust.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, the less you do, the less you want to do. And the more you do, the more you want to do.
Amen.
So this is very important. We also met an incredible doctor, Dr. Mark Gordon. Dr. Gordon has an incredible book called The Clinical Application of Interventional Endocrinology. He is a dynamo, too.
He's a very, very smart man.
Very smart and very positive, too. He has been practicing interventional endocrinology, age management, anti-aging for over 15 years. And he's written books. He's been he's very well known in this area.
And he's also the clinical director of some of the laboratories that do the testing for your general hormonal substrate.
Which is very important because you, part of this is also checking, testing, what are your hormone levels. You know, when a woman comes to me, as everyone knows, I'm a certified menopause practitioner, we check their estrogen levels, testosterone. It's very important. And there are other hormone levels that we'll be checking in order to make sure that these patients are in balance. It's really about balance.
That's what it is. It is about balance. You can't have too much of one or a little too little of another. We need to work on balancing each person's physiologic needs.
And it's, you know, I had one of the ladies in my office, she goes, well, don't you know that 70 is the new 40?
Right.
I thought that was really cute. So we really want everyone, I'm so excited. We're going to be speaking more and more about in the future what we're going to be offering, what we'll be able to take care of for all our patients. You know, if you would like to make an appointment with us, I'll give you our office phone number. Our office is open now. If you would like to call and get an appointment, our office number is 941-625-1990. And I also want to tell everybody, if you have family members, tell them that they can listen to the show if they're not, even if they're in another state, right? They can web stream the show.
Absolutely. On iHeartRadio, all you have to do is, you can do it two ways. You could listen live, and it sounds wonderful on iHeartRadio. It's iHeartRadio.com, and all you do in the search is type in WCCF. But if you miss a show, there's an archive going back to the beginning of this program, which is on TRIANAPreventionCenter.com.
So. Right. So we have all the shows archived. So I think we'll take our little break, and then we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues here on News Radio 1580 WCCF, where Charlotte County Talk comes to talk. If you have a question along the way, you can call us here at area code 941-206-1580 or toll free at 888-441-1580. As we mentioned earlier, there's an archive going back to the beginning of this program, and you can access that at the Triana Prevention Center website. That's TrianaPreventionCenter.com. That's T-R-I-A-N-A Prevention Center, all one word, .com, and catch up on previous shows. Also, Dr. Triana is now accepting new patients. So if you'd like to become a patient, there is more information on Dr. Triana's website. And we'll ask the doctor to give out her number in just a little bit. And now back to Dr. Elizabeth Triana and Dr. Katzen.
And thank you so much, everyone, for listening. It's such a pleasure to do this show, and it's so exciting. Everywhere we go, we meet such interesting people, and I want to share these interesting people with you and have you feel the same way I do, and how excited I am that really I can make a difference. These doctors make a difference. Dr. Katzen can make a difference. Listen, this is really, really important. And I know each one of us, I've had patients go, oh, I listened to your show. I said, call in. But if you don't want to call in, if you want to see me as a patient, that's fine. It's 941-625-1990. But we, as I always say to my patients, I'm only a phone call away. And they say, it's really nice the way they answer. And they say, you know, we know that. That's what makes us feel good. So, really, it's so important to understand. I'm here to help you. That's why we do this show. Dr. Katzen, you've had a career change. Tell us again about that.
Well, my office, my radiology office is closed now. And if you need your medical records, please call 239-332-2243. That's 239-332-2243. And someone will answer the phone and will put your medical records on a disc and make sure that you get them. One of the other things that we just didn't talk about this meeting was the doctor from Boston, Dr. Morgenthaler.
Morgenthaler, yeah. Yes.
Dr. Morgenthaler is a urologist.
Morgenthaler. Yeah.
He is a urologist, and he, as a urologist, he noticed that there are a lot of women's clinics for this, that, or the other thing, but there was never any men's clinic. So he opened a men's clinic called Boston Men's Health Clinic and to help men with the usual problems that men have related to having sex, or relating to their prostate, and what have you. So one of the things that he did, I think, which was the most interesting, which was a real revelation for me, since my work history included radiation therapy for prostate cancer, was he went back to the original literature that described why we should not give men who have prostate cancer testosterone. And he found that it was based on a very few patients, and that he felt that that literature was flawed.
Yes, it was also a study saying that they thought that testosterone promoted the growth also of prostate cancer.
Right. And that has been propagated through the industry as long as I've been in practice.
And that was a study done in 1941.
Yes. And it was, and the there were just in that study there were only a, he says, two patients.
Very few patients, yes.
Yeah. And that study, on the basis of that study, we propagated that concept through the whole medical industry. So he took people, he took gentlemen who had a prostate cancer and had prostatectomy, who were 2 or 3 years beyond, I think 3 years is what he used. 5 years?
3 to 5.
Yeah, 3 to 5 years beyond their prostatectomy, and measured their PSA, which is the, which is the way we follow people post-prostatectomy, and started giving them testosterone. And he found that it didn't change the PSA. He had about, I think, 1,300 patients that he had done this on.
He's very well known, and he has written a book too, many on men's health. He just wrote a book called "Men Fake It Too." Now that has to do with something about sexual faking it, and also faking orgasms. So he talks about that and about how men feel about their libido. He's a very great speaker.
He is a great speaker. He's a young guy too, and very dynamic. Well, I think we'll have him on the show too. He wants to be on. He said he would come on with us.
Yes, and so we're going to work on him too. I think he's going to be wonderful, and we have so much to bring here to share with you, but we also want to share about the doctor of the day.
Yes, we had a great experience in Tallahassee. It's a long drive to Tallahassee, over 6 hours. And the last day, Dr. Triano has been the physician of the day for the Florida House of Representatives for 13 years. And I came up, and I was coming up with her in the past, but this year I was just appointed to be the doctor in the Senate. For the Senate.
So if you go to Facebook, you'll see the picture of both of us at the clinic. Because, yes, it's very interesting. Don't you feel when you enter the state capitol and you go where the House and the Senate are, the lobby? Tell them about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, there's a huge lobby. The Senate, the Senate and the House are on the same floor of the Capitol building. And between the two wings, there's an alcove or a lobby. And that lobby is just full of lobbyists, as you can, and maybe that's why.
And packed.
It's just packed. And the din there is just like, you just can't imagine the noise. And if the lobbyists want to communicate with one of your representatives, they have to get a page to send them a message. Because the lobbyists are not allowed on the floor of the Senate, nor on the floor of the House. the lobbyists are very active. They can hear the proceedings on a continuous basis, and they there's just a lot of din, a lot of conversation going on there.
But the exciting part is, because being Doctor of the Day, we are able, first of all, we are able to sit with our representative, and I want to thank Representative Ken Roberson, who I got to sit next to. And Dr. Katzen, you were with Senator Hayes.
Yes.
In the Senate. And if you go to the Slippery Slope of Lipids on Facebook, you'll see the pictures. And you can like our Facebook page. But the exciting part, too, is the Capitol building is very tall. I don't know.
It must be at least 20 stories.
But when you go in there, the energy is incredible, because this is the 13th year that I've been Doctor of the Day. So there's a clinic there where they have two nurses, and we see patients. So we see patients, anybody who has a problem in that building, anywhere from lobbyists to the employees to senators to representatives, we are there as doctors to take care of them.
Well, that's true. Anybody who works in the roof, under the roof of the Capitol building, can come to that clinic. No questions asked.
And the care, because a lot of times, this, especially on the last day of the session, this it's also called Sine Die, the last day of the session, where they're both sergeant of arms from each house. There's a whole ceremony. They drop a handkerchief, and then afterwards everybody congregates in the lobby there. And actually, the governor, he was on the floor of the house also. So it's very, very interesting.
It is interesting. And one of the most interesting things to me is I've been watching you at the House proceedings for years, and it was a new thing for me to be in the Senate. And the Senate is completely different than the House. I would say that most of the Florida senators are a little older, a lot more soft-spoken, a lot less emotion in their conversation, and a lot more collegiality going on than in the House.
Well, there's less people there.
Yeah, there's only, I don't know how many senators we have. I think around 50.
Yes.
But that was a really big thing. And the thing is, the two chambers are exactly the same size. So you can imagine the difference in the size of the desks for the members of the House and the members of the Senate. The members of the Senate have a pretty expansive, luxurious desk in front of them. The members of the House are a little bit tighter because they have to work together.
Because there's a lot of them. And I remember the first time I went, my mother and my aunt went with me, and they were up in the gallery. Because if it looks down on the House, if you are not, for example, Doctor of the Day or specially invited to the floor of the chambers, then you need to go to the gallery and you watch the proceedings. Well, I was a Girl Scout, and we had what's called Robert's Rules of Orders. So if anybody remembers that, you know, you would sit there and you would have, you know, you follow the order and in any meeting. And here, when the first time I went, I thought it was going to be very orderly. Well, it's not. While one person is talking on the floor, all the other people are walking around. It's like a market, like a farmer's market. People walking around. One person is talking to one person. The other one's talking. The one's looking in their computer. You know, here I thought everyone had to sit very quietly and, you know, listen to the speaker. And then when they vote, they call for the vote and they all press a button. Vote, vote. Beep, 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 beep.
That's right. And remember, in Florida, we have a 72-hour rule. So the bills have got to be out to the representatives of the Senate 72 hours before they're voted on.
So it's and the whole process. The first time I went, it was Lindsey Harrington, who was the representative, and he is such a nice guy, and he's just like a history professor.
Yes,
and I love history, so it was so much fun. I know I'm kind of hooked on all those history channels, but they're really historical things.
Yeah, but we really had a good time. It was a very interesting experience for me, I can tell you that.
And the nurses in the Capitol are so wonderful, and everyone there is very nice.
Well, the interesting thing about them is that they have to stay there and keep the clinic open as long as the House and Senate are in session. So frequently, they come to work at 8 o'clock in the morning, and if the Senate or the House is running late, some of their as they're trying to wind up their business for the session, they wind up being there until midnight or even later.
Right. And so they would.
So they can't close until the chambers have been adjourned, until the Senate and the House adjourn.
And I remember, too, one year I was very privileged. I got to meet Jeb Bush, and I have pictures with him, and he was very nice. And I remember I said, well, Governor Bush, I said, I am the first woman to grow up in Charlotte County and come back and practice medicine. And him, and he's really tall, and he looked down at me and he says, you're too young. I thought that was so nice. It was really interesting. So, anyways, I really enjoy it. And, you know, the senators and the, representative, they have 8-year term limits.
That's correct. So a lot of the senators were members of the House that ran for the Senate after they termed out.
Right. And I remember when Marco Rubio was there, and he introduced me, because it's a real honor. You get introduced, and it's put into the journal of the House or the journal of the Senate, and they introduced Dr. Katzen. They introduced Dr. Triana in the House, and Marco Rubio said, Dr. Triana, what number of years is this? You're an institution.
That's right.
Because it's on the last day of the session. He also was extremely nice.
Well, I think he does a great job representing Florida.
He's a great guy. So anyways, no matter what your political persuasions are, really, like the representative senators, they really give a lot of time to this. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of involved. I actually, again, I thought it was a much smoother process, but it's a lot of work.
It is.
A lot of work. They really give a lot of their time. And also our representatives, whatever your persuasions are. So I wanted to talk about going back to the age management and anti-aging. I wanted to talk about just a brief moment about nutrition and how important nutrition is. And I just want a nutrition minute to talk mm-hmm. about. One thing I have found about nutrition is fresh. Really getting your vegetables fresh. For example, kale, right?
Right. Well, it's hard to get your vegetables fresh because you can only, for most people, they're limited to go to the food store. I guess there are you pick 'ems around, and that's really fresh. Or you can grow your own, which is really fresh like we do.
We have a garden, and I love kale. I just love kale. And we have a garden, and we grew kale. And let me tell you, I know you don't like kale. It's bitter, you feel. But the fresh kale, and when you get it, when it just starts not really big, is so sweet.
Oh, it's completely different taste.
Completely.
There is a Portuguese kale soup that I enjoy. It has chorizo in it and the kale and potatoes and lots of garlic. And I believe vegetable stock, too. It's amazing. Very good for you.
I love kale. That sounds really good. And one thing that I do with kale is I make a wonderful salad. And fresh kale, I chop it up. And I make my own lemon and a little bit of olive oil vinaigrette with also some pulver, fresh garlic. It's a delicious dressing and very healthy.
I just started incorporating flaxseed oil, where I would use olive oil, like in a salad dressing, I'm putting in flaxseed oil. I like the taste, and I read somewhere it's good for you, so I'm on board.
But there's so much, you know, also about vitamins.
Well, the olive oil is good, too.
The olive oil
has a very low boiling point. And if you want to cook in olive oil, sometimes it's hard to get the temperature up. And if you get the temperature of the olive oil high enough sometimes to fry things, you change the molecular structure, and so that it's no longer as beneficial as it would be if you had it without refrigeration or without cooking.
So, and you know, we have spoken about testosterone therapy in men and andropause, and it's very interesting that, you know, when you start to, as people start to understand more, they realize the benefits. And really, you only have like 2% of your testosterone in men that's free. People, most of your testosterone is bound to your sex hormone binding globulin, and the other part is bound to albumin, which is a protein in your blood. So one of the tests we do is not only do we check the total testosterone in men and women, but we check what's called the free. What is the free? The free that is not bound to these proteins. It's the free testosterone that crosses what we call the blood-brain barrier. Between the brain, there's a barrier, which is, you know, the way it was made is to protect your brain.
Right, especially against toxins, bacteria, viruses, etc. And also, it turns out as modern medicine has evolved, some of the drugs have a large enough molecule that they won't cross the blood-brain barrier either.
Correct. So one of the things that we know, the benefit of testosterone, and there's a lot of research, is how does this affect your brain cells? And the research is coming out that it's very important for your brain cells, but it's the free testosterone. There's also a lot of research and information coming out about a condition called traumatic brain injury, which is basically, we see that in people who practice certain sports, who've had multiple concussions, football players, car accidents.
Motorcycle accidents.
Motorcycle accidents. Well, Dr. Gordon talks about, too, in his book, how testosterone in these patients who have had these problems, these accidents, how their testosterone level is low. Because we know the, is it called the motherboard? The motherboard. I know those who are computer people out there, and if they're not the computer, the main captain of the ship, let's call it that.
All right.
The hypothalamus is in the brain. Wow. That tells the pituitary gland, woo, you better tell the pituitary, you better make a decision what we're going to do, because everything is a balance. So there is what we call in medicine positive and negative feedbacks, correct?
Correct. One of the things that Dr. Gordon pointed out, and with pictures as well, is that we've always been under the assumption that if you injure your brain, there's no ability of the brain cells to grow back, to develop new brain cells. And I think that some of the work that he was showing sort of counteracted that theory, that in fact you can build new brain cells. Now, that's hard. As somebody who's done a lot of neuroradiology for a long time, it's hard for me to believe, but I mean, the evidence was presented at the meeting like that.
But we prevent. We are here to help you live more good years so that you can enjoy your life. You know, I grew up here in Charlotte County. The number one, when I was young, it was the number one place in the country of people over the age of 65.
That's correct. We were the oldest county in the United States before 1970.
And it's very interesting when you go to other states and you see more young people, and you come to Florida and you see older people who are doing great, who are exercising, who go to the gym, who are extremely busy, you know, who come here to retire and using their brain cells to do other things in life. You know, aging can be a wonderful experience too, but we can also age better.
That's correct. That's what this is all about. It's not, no one's going to stop aging. We can't stop that clock from running, but we can make that clock run in a much more softer way.
And be able to enjoy life, be able to go out there and have the energy and not be fatigued and say, I can do this. I can enjoy my grandkids. I can play a sport if I want. And we can also help you to prevent, what I say, those catastrophic.
Yes, catastrophic illness like heart attack, stroke, cancer. Now, we're not 100% sure about the prevention for cancer, but there seems to be a lower incidence of cancers in people who are involved in this, in patients who are involved in this age management medicine.
So this is a specialty that's focusing, again, on what the philosophy of the Triana Prevention Center. As everyone knows, I have my boards in lipids. I'm a diplomat of the American Board of Lipidology. So I'm a lipidologist. I have my certification in menopause. And all this comes together, again, to try to help each person individually. And that's the one thing that it was really brought out at this conference. Are you the average of a group?
Right.
Explain what the average of a group is.
The average of the group is what the group, what each individual is comfortable with.
No, the average of the group, the whole thing is that we're not an average. We're individuals.
Right.
Each one of us has our own family history, our own genetics, our own lifestyle, our own level of exercise.
It's like how much sex is normal. I mean, some people want to have sex every day. Some people want to have sex more than once a day. Some people are happy having sex once a week. Some people are happy having sex once a month. But whatever is okay for that person, or for that couple, obviously, is what's normal.
And what's normal for patients, again, the most of the research is built, and they do an average of how something affects the average population. But if you're that different, you're each of us are an individual.
Well, that's one of the problems we're moving towards in trying to control the cost of medicine, is to have a universal approach to a single, let's say, a single complaint or a single disease entity, so that everybody with this abnormality gets treated the same way. And that's not individualized medicine. That's mass medicine. It's more like what happens to people in the army. Everybody lines up and they get the same shot in their rear end all at the same time.
So that's like mass produce. So what we're talking about is individualized medicine, personalized to you. What is good for you? What are your goals in terms of your health? What do you want to accomplish? Do you want to be able to, if you don't feel good and you can't breathe very well, can we try to help you to walk maybe to the car? Or are you the person who wants to do the marathon? Right. I think that's what we need to look at. That's what we need to look at in medicine.
Well, people have to have their individual goals, too. They have to know where they want to go and what they want to do.
And it's part, again, for example, and even we've spoken about the prevention of diabetes. We know that one of the biggest things you can do is diet and exercise. And believe me, I know it's hard. I have now my second week of being on a very low carb diet. And I will tell you, it is not easy. It is not easy. Because I love carbohydrates. I love bread, pasta, rice. Well, guess what? I haven't had any now for the second week. So next week, I'm hoping that all of you who I need to be accountable to, I can say, this is the third week of low carbs, very low carbs.
Amen to that.
Yes.
I can tell you there is a pizza out there. One of our colleagues here came up with a recipe for pizza. The crust is made out of, I want to say, milled cauliflower. That's the crust.
Cauliflower.
Cauliflower. And the crust is made out of cauliflower. She takes it and puts it in a food processor, makes a crust out of that. You don't add anything to it, I don't believe.
Wow.
And that's the crust for the pizza. Jennifer, who works here, I'll yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds really
And it was delicious. She brought a piece in because I couldn't believe that it would even taste good. It was one of the best pieces of pizza I ever had.
What does she put on top? Cheese?
Yeah, or whatever you want that's, you know, low carb. You know, some cheese and pepperoni and wow.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really,
really good.
It's, I call it green and lean, lean proteins and greens.
What about sprouted bread for, you know, the Ezekiel bread? That'd be a good low carb thing, wouldn't it?
I'm at the point right now where I'm not even doing that.
Okay.
Okay. It's proteins and lean. It's lean proteins and greens.
Okay.
And the greens are, you know, broccoli, kale, bok choy. I had wonderful spinach, zucchini. Oh, wonderful zucchini.
But you can eat lots of that.
Yes. And you know what? After a while, and I explained to my patients, you know, really, you're not hungry after a while. You're not hungry. But you have to stick to it because a lot of patients who they get off and they eat something that has sugar or anything that turns into sugar, which is carbohydrates, your insulin levels go up. And then all of a sudden, bang, you get hungry. And that's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to keep my insulin at a low level and not have my liver say, oh, the insulin's high. Because insulin, guess what, everybody, is a hormone.
And insulin can be toxic, too.
Too much insulin. So too much insulin is not good for you. So as we progress and explaining more and more about this, we're going to talk about the different hormones, how they affect you, what is important about them, what we can do to help them, help you. So I think it's really important for everyone to stay tuned. We're going to have wonderful guests. And again, if you have any questions and you're just too shy to call in, you know, you can email me at sasktriana@trianapreventioncenter.com. So ask Dr. Triana. Do that. I will answer your questions, and I really feel it's important that information that we give here is really going to change your life and make a difference.
Right, I know.
So thank you, Dr. Katzen. Thank you. I look forward to having you on the program. Thank you, Zane. Thank you to my wonderful radio audience. Stay tuned. There's a lot of exciting things to come, and stay healthy.